They were attacked at church. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
A lone suspect entered a small group church meeting and began shooting.
It happened last night in Vestavia Hills, Alabama, near Birmingham.
Two people are deceased. One person is being treated for an unknown injury at a local hospital.
Police Captain Shane Ware says the gunman is in custody. Why he shot up the church, we don't know yet. A bipartisan group of senators working on a gun control compromise divided over a provision to prevent domestic abusers from buying guns. The issue how to define that abuse and who could be barred. The House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot held another hearing with Democrat Chairman Benny Thompson praising a judge and then Vice President Pence for resisting the president's attempt to stay in office.
You had the courage to do what was right.
The committee aimed to show that former President Trump wanted Vice President Mike Pence to tip the scales in his favor during the certification of the Electoral College. Federal Judge Michael Luttig warned Pence that getting involved constituted a, quote, treacherous plan to steal America's democracy. Luttig says the former president poses what he called a clear and present danger.
Fox's Chad Perger. Most Republicans have called the Democrat-led investigation unfair and political. President Biden tells AP a recession is not inevitable, but admits people are really, really down with surging inflation, including gas prices. Regular is down a penny, but diesel hit another record high today. They've crowned a champion in the NBA, and for the fourth time in eight seasons is the Golden State Warriors.
Curry, a long three. It's good! Steph Curry from way downtown!
The Warriors beat the Celtics on ABC 103-90.
Steph Curry scored 34 points. He was named the finals most valuable player. Andrew Wiggins added 18 points. Golden State forced 22 Celtics turnovers and completed a turnaround from the NBA's worst record 2 years ago to the championship.
Fox's Bob Mortali. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. News.
President Biden is getting ready to head to Europe next week for G7 and NATO summits with a big focus on helping Ukraine still try to fend off Russia's invasion. Next month, the president will go to the Middle East, Israel and the West Bank, and Saudi Arabia, where he'll meet with a prince he's been very critical of.
As a candidate, Joe Biden said he would treat Saudi Arabia as a pariah over the murder of U.S. journalist Jamal Khashoggi. But as gas prices soar, the president is headed to visit the Saudi kingdom next month. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre was asked again if the president believes Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered Khashoggi's killing, as U.S. intelligence have concluded in a report.
We issued this extensive report, and we imposed sanctions or visa restrictions on over 70 Saudi individuals and entities.
Adding that the president would not have released the report if it's something he didn't believe. She said the president is not afraid to have human rights discussions with any leaders. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The one age group still not able to get a COVID vaccine, children under five. That could change in the coming days with the FDA and CDC considering okaying Pfizer and Moderna shots for young kids, but one state is not eager for government approval.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says shots for children five and younger against COVID will be available in Florida, but the state government will not provide them. In comments Thursday, DeSantis said local health centers and pharmacies will have them, but Florida stands behind its health department in not recommending the shots for healthy kids age 17 and younger.
That is Fox's Grinnell Scott on Wall Street. Stock futures are rising after another big sell-off. The Dow dropped under 30,000 for the first time since January 2021. The second round of golf's U.S. Open will tee off later this hour in Massachusetts. Adam Hadwin has the lead after day one, 4 under par. Five other golfers are one shot back, including Rory McIlroy. Phil Mickelson, one of the controversial players, left the PGA Tour for the Saudi-backed LIV League, 12 shots back. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.